For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Praise God. I know when nobody's here. How many of you feel God, really? Like, you can really feel God. You don't really need to feel God, but how many of you really feel God is here? You really feel God?
Yes.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I'll answer your question. In a Sunday service, which part of the service is the one that blesses God? Which part of the service on Sunday, order of service, which part of it, the one that blesses God? Is it the opening prayer, praise and worship, intercessory prayer, choir ministration, or the message? Which part of it that blesses God? Which one? All of them. Okay, which one is the one that is directed towards God? What is the one that is directed towards God? Worship. Worship and praise. That's what everybody is blessed. Hallelujah. Just imagine, the answer is correct. The only one that is directed towards God is worship. Prayer is for our own sake. You too. Prayer for our own sake. I cannot say I'm preaching to God now. And don't imagine say, Pastor is preaching to God. It's not possible. So worship is the only part. So the message, yeah, the message is praise for you. And I have a word from God for you today. Praise God. So should I just take your mind? Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have the message directly for you today, and I believe it will bless you. Are we together? Alright. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 32 and 33, hallelujah. The month of May have been a month of what? Have been a month of what? Service. Hallelujah. How many of you have anything you have taught so far? You have practiced it? Let me see your hands up. If you have practiced it, your hand is not up, you are lying. So, I want to see those that have practiced it. You have practiced what you have taught so far in the month of May. Alright, that's nice. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 from verse 32 to 33, hallelujah. Our topic today is order in service, or you can put hyphen, the principle of honor. Order in service, and then dash the principle of honor. Hallelujah. Sincerely, guys, do you know something? If you hear me, you will prosper. These things work. It's the principle. You see, the word of God is not, when we say listen to the word of God, transform your life, what it does is, it gives you another mentality to start with. And then secondly is Bible we are preaching, but you can extrapolate it to every area of your life. Do you understand? What I meant by that is you can take what we are teaching here and apply it to your relationship, it will work. Apply it to your work, it will work. Every principle of success is from the word of God. Just that Warren Buffett will not call John 3:16, but every principle of success is from the word of God. Are we together? Every principle is from the word of God. So order in service like the principle of honor. Hallelujah. Now the spirit of the prophet are subject to the prophets. Is that God? Okay, let's read it together. And the spirits of the prophet are what? Subject to the prophets. Yes. The next verse, for what? For God is not the author of what? Of what? But of peace, as is in all churches of the saints. That means if you are working in a church or somewhere in a unit and then there is confusion, there is disorderly, I am talking, this person is talking, there is chaos, there is confusion. What the Bible is saying is God is not the author. God is not the source. God is not the one that started it. There is a demon or a human being authoring or starting that confusion. If you are in a unit and then there is confusion, no, this one is talking, or somebody is talking, you can be sure it's not the spirit of God, because God is not the author, the genesis of confusion. Anywhere you see confusion, it is not God. How do you get that? Anywhere you see disorder, it is not God.
And then I see people just manage, doing anything anyhow. It is never God. That's what the Bible says. This is direct. Are we together? God is not the author. He's not the source. So where is the confusion, disorder, disrespect? Nobody, all of us, everything just, everybody does what he wants to do. Nobody's being listened to. Nobody's being adhered to. Nobody gives instruction. Nobody takes instruction. The Bible is saying it's not God that authored it. Are we together? So God is not the source. So what is honor? See, this guy, let me tell you something, please. You know, sometimes I just wish that you know, I have got you to believe that you people believe in what I'm sharing. How do I know? Because I have seen you practice some of the things I am saying. It's not only because you are excited about what I'm saying, but when I see you doing the things that I'm doing, that I speak about, it tells me you believe in what I'm saying, and then you believe in the principle I'm sharing. Now, if you also believe in me, I want you to believe this one. This principle, I don't want to say it's one of the topmost principles, but if you mention three principles of greatness, you will mention it inside. All together. Do you understand? Alright. So what is honor? Honor means to express high respect or great esteem. To express, not to have, to express it. To express high respect. Thank you, sir. And great esteem. High, not just respect, high respect. Number two, honor means recognition of importance or value. When you look at somebody and then you recognize their importance and their value. Number three, honor means a token of praise or respect. Honor means a token of praise or respect. So honor means to express high respect and great esteem. Honor means recognition of importance or value. Honor means a token of praise or respect. Now, the reason why I'm teaching you this is because it applies to all areas of life. Now, there are some things, usually I like giving introductory notes so that every one of us can fall in line before I go to the main part. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing I want us to understand is honor is not human worship. It is simply obeying scriptures. Romans 13 verse 7, 1 Timothy 5:17. Honor is not human worship. It is simply expressing or obeying scriptures. Romans 13 verse 7. Okay, 1 Timothy 5:17 says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of what? Worthy of what? Double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Yes, Romans 13. Now let's read this together, please. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is what? Custom to whom custom, fee to who fee, and then what? Honor to what? This is what the Bible says. So, honor is not human worship. Advanced may be extreme honor or ignorant honor may be human worship, but honor is not the same as human worship. Many people are angry when men of God are respected and honored. Now, this is not about men of God. What I'm teaching applies to all of us. Are we together? Now, many people are angry when a man of God is honored. All these church folk, they are fools. Look at the way they are respecting their men of God. Look at the way they are doing that. But they don't have a problem when it's a governor. A redundant governor in code. You know what is a redundant governor? Somebody just here for the, his name is a governor, but he don't do anything as governor. Do you understand that? Yes. They don't have a problem when he's driving inside a car that he stole our money and then people are in the rain protecting him. They don't have a complaint with that. Have you ever seen somebody complaining about the compass of the governor? People don't complain when a secular entity is being respected. Many people, I watch a video of a lady during the days of Michael Jackson open her chest for Michael Jackson to sign his signature. Some people were fainting at this concert when you come close to them because of the way they were venerating. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That was the way, you know, there are musicians that when they come close, ladies can do anything. People honor them. People don't have problem with that. Honor is not the same as human worship. Number two, true honor is expressed both privately and publicly. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 20,
When you truly honor somebody, it is not only expressed publicly, it is also expressed privately. Call not the king, no, not in thy thought, in thy thought. And call not the rich in thy, don't call the rich men in your bed chamber, for a bird of the ear shall carry the voice, and that which hath been shall tell the matter. You don't honor people publicly and disdain them privately. Honor is public and private. In your subconscious state, hallelujah. I know you know that there are people that before people they do badly, they do everybody behind the person. Forget that yeah guy. Is that true? Yes. Publicly they show a form of honor, but privately that person is a non-entity. Number three, honor exists in scripture for the sake of transfer and order. Honor exists in scriptures and in the kingdom for the sake of transfer and order. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7. And then also put 1 Corinthians 14 verse 33. Now 1 Corinthians, let's put Hebrews 7 verse 7. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40 says, let all things be done decently and what? In order. Now the Bible says, and without all contradiction, the less is what? Blessed of the better. Without all, this is that what this is saying is you don't need a revelation to understand this one. That's the meaning of without all contradiction. The less is what? Blessed of the better. That's what we call diffusion of osmosis. This is general science. Diffusion is the movement of substances from region of higher concentration to what? Lower concentration. There must be what we call a gradient. There must be a line that makes it to move from higher to lower. They cannot be at the same level for movement to happen. Is it true? Come on, is it true? Yes. Impartation cannot happen to colleagues. It doesn't happen to colleagues or friends or equals. Somebody has to be higher, even if it means for the sake of that impartation session. Do you understand? Yes. So that it exists for order. Without honor, that can't be transfers. In spiritual things. Number four. Expressing honor is a sign of high level of discernment and wisdom. What you express honor is people that don't express honor is a sign that they are foolish and they are not discerning. Anybody that is dishonorable, nobody is anything to you. It's a sign that you are foolish and without discernment, you cannot look at somebody and decide that this person has what I don't have. How do you get that? So what you see somebody that is expressing honor honorably is a sign that he has high discernment and high wisdom. Number five, quickly. Honor is a culture, both expressed to those on top and below. 1 Peter 2 verse 17. 1 Peter 2 verse 17. 1 Peter 2:17. Honor is a culture. Somebody that is honorable or has the culture of honor, express it to both the people on top and the people below. 1 Peter 2:17. 1 Peter 2:17. It says, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Is that correct? Fear God and honor the king. The Bible says, honor what? All men. So honor is a culture. A honorable person, culture is a way of life. Is that not true? Somebody that truly express honor, all people at the top, honor is equals and honor people that are what? Below him. You don't only honor people at the top, you honor your equals and people that are what? Below you. So honor is a culture. Number six, honor is primarily in the heart, although it is expressed physically. Isaiah is different from what I said, honor is public and private. Isaiah 29 verse 13. The Bible says that the people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. So honor is primarily in the heart. If you honor somebody right from the depth of your heart, you honor the person. But when you honor, you cannot say, okay, me, I honor you from my heart. When you truly honor somebody from their heart, it shows physically. Is that correct? But with the out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? Something will show physically that you honor this person. Even though it's in the heart. Number seven, I want us to understand that we are not at the same level in life. People, human beings, are not the same. Numbers 22 verse 15. And then 2 Timothy 2 verse 20. We are not the same. The Bible says there are more honorable people, more people that are higher. People, that is a truth you must accept and live with. We are not all the same. Praise God. See, men are not equal. Though. We are equal in Christ, but positionally, we are not equal. It's not only on earth. Even in the Trinity, we all know they are not equal. Is it true? Come on. In the Trinity, they are not equal. They are equal, but there is hierarchy. We know that God the Father is not the same level as the Holy Spirit. Do we know that? So, in human beings, even in heaven, we have archangels. And we have angels. They are not at the same level. We have cherubs and seraphs. Is that correct? Everything is showing you that it's not equal. It's only foolish people that think we are all equal. But that is, we are all equal. We are not equal. And we can never be equal. The Bible says he gave them several ability according to what? Their talent. So somebody has the ability to take fight. Somebody has the ability. That is why even in school, you know that your head is not as high or charging like the person has to take first. It's not true. It's not true. If you're humble, that means you know that your head is not charging. That guy, this guy should understand everything, even without reading his book. That even your IQ is not the same. We are not all the same. You know, somebody is better than you. And they're better than somebody, of course, but somebody is better than you. And the earlier you accept it, the better for you. Somebody has more money than you. Somebody is finer than me. I am also more handsome than others. Is true? Somebody is beautiful, more beautiful than you. You are also more beautiful than your wedding will not be the best. It will be in between. It may not be the worst, but it will never be the best. Is true? So we are not equal. Let this sink to your mind that human beings, the fact that we are equals in the same class, doesn't mean we are really equal. Our leveler is the class. Praise God. Not everybody in the bank are the same level. There are millionaires, there are billionaires, there are thousandaires, there are hundredaires, there are people that exploited somebody without even bank account. But all of them are in the bank. It's not true. That is because we are in the bank, all of us were equal, all of us are millionaires. You're very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. We are not equal. And if you have a problem with that, your problem is pride. And pride is a disease that even God cannot cast. Lucifer could not be delivered by God because of pride. You understand? God, he was in hell. He couldn't be helped. When you have pride, your problem is not the devil. God is not your problem. Because Bible says, God is the one that resists proud people. It's not the devil that will be fighting you now. He will leave the devil aside. God will come down and face you because he will resist you. You think everybody, now I know that are not equal. There are people that are, the fact that people that are starting missing with, that doesn't mean we are equal. There are people that are better than me by far. And when I see something that is higher than me, I have knelt down on my two knees to my friend for him to lay hands on me for great to meditate. I have many of my friends that have laid my hand. Those guys that call me father. But I see a grace in their life that I like. I know that this guy has better grace. He meditates and the result is showing. I don't have it. Humility made me to go on my knees. Not to say, I'm a man of God, will you pray for me? No. On my knees. So that he'll be showing that his hand is on my head. That somebody is better than me. How do you say that? Number 8, God truly bestows honor on people. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 13, God says, I have put my honor upon Solomon, and 1 Chronicles 29 verse 12. You cannot truly say you honor God and you don't honor man. 1 John chapter 4 verse 20, please. Let's have 4 John 4:20. What happened? 1 John 4:20. Oh boy, let this thing not forsake us today. We have a lot. 1 John 4:20. You cannot honor God and not honor man. 1 John chapter 4 verse 20. Anybody there can help us read? Okay, thank you very much. If a man say, I love God and hated his brother, he's what? He's what? For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? You cannot claim you honor God that you cannot see, and you don't honor a man you can see. Are you together? One of the greatest effects of honor is what I call familiarity. Matthew 13 verse 57. Matthew 13 verse 57. One of the greatest enemy of honor is what we call familiarity. And they were offended in him, but Jesus said, a prophet is not without what? Honor, safe in his own country and in his own house. Can we have Mark chapter 6 from verse 3 and 4? A prophet is not without honor, safe in his own house. Hallelujah. It's not, now Jesus was the one that went to the temple, and then they were saying, is it not the carpet? Is it not Moyo? My roommate. She cannot be the one singing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is it not the daughter of Abadams? The son of Mary, the brother of James. No, okay. And Joseph, and then they mention your family members. I know his sister. Look at his sister. We know the sisters. Why did the sister was even covered? Hallelujah. We know his family. We know where he's from. And they were offended. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor in his own country, and among his own king and his own house. The next verse, sir. Five, sir. I want to see something. And now, let's read the first four words. And he could, he what? No, that's really the first. He, and what? Is it that he should not owe it? He could not. That is the only place you find that Jesus could not do something. When Jesus appeared to Kenneth E. Hagin said that there is a problem in the Bible. One big man wrote the mark is wrong. Jesus said, no, he's not wrong. Kenneth E. Hagin was saying that he should be shoot. How can they say Jesus Christ could not? You know, could means he didn't have the ability. Jesus told him that, no, the word is correct. I couldn't do it. But familiarity neutralized Jesus. That is only God. You know when you have an equation and a reaction between an acid and a base? It's from salt and water, is that correct? Let me not go to science, praise God. But familiarity was what neutralized the high tension. If you go down to 41, that was when he multiplied bread, all the miracles that were there. Jesus said, can you only eat minor, like headaches, small problems? Familiarity makes you to dishonor people, and even their grace will not even work. I remember when Minister Lawrence Oyo was in the family house. I remember what people, I know family guys, but what they were saying, this guy is singing. And when they see him everywhere online now, this guy, because some of them are angry and angry for nothing. But because his family, we know him when we see him on boxers, we have seen him on t-shirt. That's why, problem with pastor's wife or problem with ladies or men. You know, when a lady or a guy is asking for a lady out, the first day she accepts or she even gives his phone number, that would be happy. True, brothers or yes. Is it true? Is it true, guys? All of us, we are happy, you tell the truth. When they give us their number, we are happy. And then after that, when the relationship starts 2 months, you see, this girl is disturbing himself. What happened? Familiarity has stepped in. That is why a guy that was one standing on the rain for a lady can slap her one day. Because she has become a common thing. The same with the ladies, though. You know, they have been praying for us to come. You know they are praying for us, brother. Is it true? Brother, shall we know? No. Let them not think they are deceiving us. They are praying. Some of them, their expectation in January is for brothers to come. True or yes? Let them know. Brother, shall we know? No. We don't inform them as if we don't know. But we know. But when the guy is not available, you now look familiar. The respect you have for him, and then it neutralizes every respect you have. And then you can no longer receive from him. After listening to a man of God for a while, you no longer feel like listening to him. Everything, you know what I'm, you know, I know what, I know the way he preaches. I know the way apostles used to talk. I know the way, and then you become familiar. There are people in this country that the whole world venerate. High tension people. I have a problem with anybody that says there is no revival in Nigeria or we need a revival. I have a problem with anybody like that. I have a problem that we are not friends at all. What is happening in Nigeria has not happened in the history of the world. Did you hear what I said? War. To have that Jadebo, a bishop, Oyedebo, Olukoya, Dr. Paul Enenche, Chris Oyakilomi, Michael Konko, generational people. People that in the that have not been worse in the days of Babalola, he was only one. He did it, but it was not like this. It is on record that the Adebo, I watched a video recently. It was on Hagee's Church. It was, they were saying it there. He was talking, he had the largest church in the whole world put together. 3 million people in one sitting, higher than Longicho. But you in Nigeria, yeah, because you are from Ogun State, you don't even respect Holy Ghost Congress. You have no respect for it. It's only Nigeria that we don't mind, we need revival, we need revival. I'm telling you, you know nothing about revival. No respect whatsoever. Do you know what it means to have this kind of people alive? We are not familiar with them. Even their messages don't appeal to us. We prefer to travel and go. The kind of Sinat is one globally on billboard, but Nigerian people don't respect her because she's always. We don't respect Natalia Bassi. See them when they go for our administration. We have no respect for them. Let us kill it. Many of us here, your equal, you have a roommate that has capacity. But no. No matter what the person is saying, there are people here who somebody taking devotion. Let me not go there. You don't respect them. Why is no? That is why most times it's about pastor to be secretive with their life. Once you grant people access and they know something about it, they think they know. How do you express honor? Number one is know what the person honors. The first way to express honor is know what the person honors. All of us honor different things, is that correct? That's one thing that somebody will do to you that you feel honorable. Two of us. Is it true? Come on, is it true? That's one thing that somebody, so what may be honorable to you may not be the same with me. To somebody, to honor the person means to lie down or to shake the person or to call him alcoholic or to do many things. Let me tell you my own now, straightforward. The only way I feel honored is when you value my time. And of course, to start with, you honor God and then respect people I respect. And then when somebody respect my time, it's enough for me. You can do anything but value my time. That is one of the greatest things I put my premium on. Anybody that disrespects my time is, I don't miss an appointment with somebody. If the appointment is four, I calculate if I leave my house 10 minutes to this place, will I make it? What if there is an obstruction? I keep up. I am always there. I have an appointment with Mint. With you. You met me there. I would never. So that is the way I understand when people don't take my time for granted, but I feel dishonorable. What honorable doesn't value my time? Okay, that? So know what the person values and then do it, because honor to somebody may not be the same with somebody else. Okay, that? Number two is, be humble enough to acknowledge, be humble and sincere, to acknowledge their results, their graces and position or whatsoever you honor them. Be humble enough to acknowledge their results, their grace, their position. Be humble to acknowledge it. First Samuel chapter 9 verse 6, the Saul and his disciple were going to meet Samuel. Said that he's a great man, a great prophet, and then they honored it. In 2 Samuel 23, from verse 19 to 23, hallelujah, praise God. Are we together? The mighty men of David were being honored because of their resolve. When you read from verse 19 to 23, there was more honorable, he mentioned a lot of honorable men, and they were honored because of what they did. And then when you are acknowledging their resolve, you ignore their flaws, you ignore their problem. Now, when you see somebody do something, when you see somebody sing excellently, be humble enough to acknowledge that this guy's vocal capacity is developed. Do you understand? When somebody plays a drum and he's good, be humble enough to admit their results and their ability. Do you understand? When you see somebody preach and the preaching is good, be humble. Don't try to water down everybody. A sign that you are truly inferior, is when you try to bring everybody down and you think you are superior. When you cannot understand and appreciate something higher than you, it's a clearest sign of inferiority. When you cannot look at somebody and say, I am secure, this guy is good. Just forget, he is good. Be humble enough to admit, it starts from there. Wow, I know you can sing very well. And you admit it. Okay? You may be better than the person, but admit their result. Number two, way to express honor is what I call word of affirmation, reverence, and respect. Revelation chapter 7 verse 14, Acts 27 verse 25, John 12, 21, John 4, 49, Revelation 7, 14, Acts 27, 25, John 12, 21, John 4, 41. Words of affirmation, reverence, and respect. And I said unto him, sir, come on, let's read together. Now, did you read any of those scriptures? This only one, okay. Now, let's just read the first one, then you put the next one. And I said unto him, what? Sir. I said unto him, what?
Sir.
Now, let's have Acts 27:25. I said unto him, sir. Wherefore what? This was Apostle Paul speaking to people in the ship, and all of them are unbelievers. Wherefore what?
Sirs.
Alright, John 12:21 first. And then 4:40. 12:21. The same came here for the village which you have blessed of Galilee, and desired him, saying what? Well, yeah, the one you cannot call anybody. That is Jesus Christ. The first one was talking to an elder. This one, Paul was talking to unbelievers, but they were captains of the sea. These one were Greeks. They came and met Philip. And then Philip went and met Andrew, and they went and met. When they came, they referred to them as what? Sir. Now, something happened to Humerus. What's the name of that lady that came? And then I'll say, ma. She said, no, I'm not ma. You know, me saying that that's the way I talk. You know, I have learned it. You know, I, in campus, we don't say, sir, he's man of God, man of God. I went to someone, I was looking man of God. He just entered me. Seriously, like just entered me. I feel it's derogatory to refer to people anyhow. How do you get that? When somebody deserves to be put sir, put sir. When somebody deserves to be put ma, put ma. Sure, Tiko. When somebody deserves, sir, say, sir. Simon, come here. Simon, Alpha, my guy, Alpha. Because you're equal. When somebody deserves, sir, put, sir. Have a lot of respect. Don't call people by their first name. People at the top. Don't call me, I was listening to Joseph Suleiman when he was very angry. He was talking about a guy that was disrespected. He even called him by his first name. Then you say you are equal, you are nothing, nothing. How is it? How do you get that? And if somebody has a title, call them by what? That title. Not everybody uses title. Like I said on Friday, Kenneth E. Hagin was somebody that Jesus appeared to him and said, you are a prophet. Say you are teaching, we are not a teacher. Jesus appeared to him and said, you are a prophet. But till he died, he was calling himself Bro Hagin. Is it true? I gave an example of Rick Joyner. You have never, one of the major prophets in USA. Is he calling himself Rick Joyner? Doesn't he use title? That doesn't make him higher than somebody that is using title. It's what we call different administration, different the way people choose to operate. The fact that doesn't bear a title doesn't make him higher than somebody that is using title. Hope you know the name Christ is a title. You know that? Christ means Christos. The anointed one, that is the title. So somebody there, if you meet somebody like, some of you calling me pastor, I'm not pastor. If you meet somebody having a title, call him by what? His title. Be humble enough. If you meet a very apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, major seven. If that is his title and that is what he calls himself, it will do you a lot of good to call him by that. And just leave. It does nothing to you. Tell somebody, if you just come and call him that, no matter where he sees it as a sign of what? Disrespect. So use words of affirmation to other people. All together. Number three is act of honor, or what I call gestures and manners. In Exodus 18 verse 7. Act of honor, gestures and manner. Act of like physical actions. Exodus 18 verse 7. Now let's read together. Yeah, now, this was Moses. As of his days, he was the highest anointed person in the world. Is that correct? Even Jesus was typified as Moses. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law. And did what? Come on, and did what? All your business, like Dubai, is that correct? And 50. That is his father-in-law. He was anointed. The day you're going to meet your father-in-law, you go in there and stand like standard back. Everybody goes down. I was listening to Apostle Aaron, he said that when he went to see his father-in-law, he's from a royal family, so royal family don't bow down. When he went and he said, now from here, you and your clan go down. So you and the clan, all of you go down, and they have to go down. How do you get that? So, as physical, you know, in the north, ladies cannot give somebody the respect something without bowing their knees. That is the north. Now, that is not the same with the west and the south. Is it true? It's not the same. In the north, men show honor by bowing their head. We don't go down like the Yorubas. Is it true? That's it, but not. But so according to your culture, but there is a general way of mannerism that is the way you behave before somebody, that it will show that you honor and respect this person. There are physical signs. Okay? There are physical signs that you do to somebody in his presence. Example, you see somebody carry something that you respect. You should collect it. I don't know what is wrong with some people. You see somebody carry something that you respect. Common sense tells you you collect it. Sometimes I wish I would not say some things, hallelujah. I have cleaned the church here and there are members that will see me cleaning and look at me. The chair you will sit down. Do you understand what I said? I have been cleaning these chairs some days and then a member be here looking at me cleaning it. Now you see I'm proud now. It's not pride. So there are physical action you do that shows you honor somebody. I can't even, you know the reason why I'm talking boldly like this because I have not done it so I can command obedience. You know the Bible says we have been already to command disobedience when your obedience is complete. I have not been around my mentor or somebody right from campus level. I have been like this from 200 level when my head became correct with God. Hallelujah. I can't be around my mentor and he's polishing his shoe. You know when you go first time they will say no. Is it true? They will always say no. I will tell you, I'm not joking. This, we are not playing games here. I am polishing this shoe. And after you show a level of resilience, they let you go. I see them ironing their clothes in their room, a level ahead of me. I collect the clothes and I iron them. So there are many things that you do to people that shows them you honor them physically. You have a roommate like that you honor, there are things you do for them that physically confirm that you honor. Is it true? Alright. Number four is what I call gift. Present. That is how to express honor. Gift. Present seed. Gift. Present seed. Bible speaking in Proverbs 3 from verse 9 to 10. Says, honor the Lord with what? With your substance. Honor the Lord with your substance. In 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 23. 2 Chronicles 32 verse 23. 2 Chronicles 32 23. Hallelujah. And many brought gifts unto the Lord to Jerusalem and presented to Hezekiah, king of Judah. Now when you also read 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 7, when Saul was going to see prophet Samuel, they asked, what do I have to give unto him? Is that correct? 1 Samuel chapter 10 from verse 26 to 27. You see the same principle. When Saul was anointed, In verse 27, some people refuse to bring gift to him, and the Bible sees it and as dishonor. So when you honor somebody, you know, when you give people gift, it's an ad, you know what it means? The word is admittance. You are admitting that you are higher than me, or you have something than that I don't have. Do you understand that? You are admitting by giving. And now, when we say give, you're not talking about when you are giving gift to somebody you honor, you are not meeting their needs. Do you understand what I said? You are not meeting their needs. The person doesn't need what you are giving, even though he may seem to need it physically. But it's the spirit that you need. So giving gift to honor, there are people, every money I have given my father and the Lord, he doesn't need it. Every money I have given him, no matter the amount, if a lot of 2 million enters account today, you don't even feel it. But I am the one that need it. Altogether. So you honor somebody, you give to them, you bring presents. You say that you admit that I have something that I have. Oh, it's a sign that you honor them. Hallelujah. Praise God. So gift is another way to show honor. But don't forget though, tell your neighbor, say, me, you're hearing what pastor is saying. You know how to know me very well now. Hallelujah. Number 5. Is service to the person, or service to anybody, or support the cause in what the person represents. Service to the person, or support the cause, or participate in what they represent. In Ruth chapter 1 from verse 16 to 17. You serve the person, or you support whatsoever the person represents. Hallelujah. Ruth chapter 1 from verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, hallelujah. This, you know, when I was asking God for my wife, I this was the scripture I had. I said, Father Lord, I want a woman that can be able to say this to me. He said that, I will go with you, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Verse 17. Where you die, I will die. And here I will be buried. The Lord said to me, and then one day I was just in my room. Any days of our relationship, my fiancé just sent the text to me, and she just sent this scripture direct. She just said, this is my commitment to you, and then she just sent this text. I said, my God. God has not prayers, oh. So support their cause. I cannot claim I respect Dr. Paul and nature, and he's coming to a crusade in local jail and I'm not there. Or I see him post something and I don't share. I don't promote anything he does. I don't support him. I don't advance anything he represents. You don't claim you love, you honor that person. Do you know that? Is it true at all? You must promote anything they represent. There are artists I honor. There are people that I don't give them. I just, anytime I get them, I call people and tell them, download this message. You need to listen to this message. Download this message. Tell them. I get something from a man of God, or something that is honorable. I download and you support their cause. Number 6 is what I call learn courtesy and how to behave before great men. Another way of showing honor is learn courtesy. Is it courtesy or courtesy? Courtesy. Daniel chapter 1 verse 4. Daniel 1 verse 4. That's the word there I want us to get. Daniel 1 verse 4. Oh, this guy is very fast today. The anointing is working. Hallelujah. Children in the womb was not blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning knowledge and understanding saying. Now, let us read the next word now. And such as what? Had ability in what? In them to what? Come on, let me jump this again. And thought that as had the ability to stand in the king's palace. It's not everybody that can stand before great men. Do you know that? Come on, is it true? In your school, when they are expecting a very important person, there are certain students they picked. Because not everybody, somebody will go and show his village people there. You understand? You must learn how to behave. Psalm chapter 18 verse 5. When David was anointed king and was going on, the Bible says, he behaved himself what? Wisely. When you are before a great man of God, how will you behave? When you are before greatness, how will you behave? Some ladies will still be tweaking their leg like this. Do you know that? Some will still be, you know the way lady, I don't know how they use their leg anyhow. They are not a lady. They can stand before a great man and still be using their leg and their hand will be on their waist. And they be doing their, like this. Before greatness. So people cannot be, they don't want pocket in your pocket. Some things there is no demons so. There are people that, so deceive people study before people, there is the way you stand, you have front. That is where you stand before, you stand orderly, decently, and they don't people, you don't, when you're a great man, you don't even show your ability, what do you know that? You're supposed to water down that because if you are proud, they hate proud people. Eh? If the people that they don't hate proud people, they hate them. That is the way you behave, you go before a great man, you walk. You are now going for an audition and it's the name clock in your hand and you want to show him you can sing better than him. Hallelujah. Learn how to behave before great people. Wait for them to stretch their hand to you. Just be there, where they sit down before you sit down. Read and learn them. You carry the chair, if there is a chair to be moved. You can, if there are things you need to do and if they permit it anyway. I understand it. Learn how to behave before great people. There are people you would like to have them around you because of the way they behave around you. Do you understand? Come on, is it true? Some people cannot behave before great people. They can't. Take you to dinner or you are in a dinner and you say, when will I see this kind of food again? And then you show everybody in the world that you have never tested. And when you do something like that, they imagine this person doesn't deserve this kind of dog. Hallelujah. You know, when they were listening to Pastor David Egwene, he was preaching, and then somebody in front brought out his camera, was snapping it. Say, you don't deserve to sit down in this chair. That is very wrong. When everybody sitting in this chair should have a level of sense not to do that. See, understand? Huh. Let me tell you what it does to you. I'll give you the benefit. Hallelujah. But learn to behave before great men. When you are before a great man, even the way you come, you appear before them. When Joseph was told he was going to appear before Pharaoh, how did he look? Bible says he shaved. Is that correct? Is that true? He just imagine Dr. Paul and then say he want to see me. If I have money for a new suit, his new brand suit, my shoe, I'll polish it 2 days before. Sun it 24 hours and polish it. The line must show that it was well ironed. I don't wear perfume before I wear perfume before 2 steps to his office. You prepare to Esther prepare herself for 1 year for 1 day of appearance before the king. It's not hard to 6 months with perfume, 6 months with oil. Even if she's not bad, she must be fine now. 1 year! But when you have an appointment, say me, I don't have a free guy, your faded jeans. Don't get a t-shirt. I say, I'm just a free guy. No, you can't behave like that. You don't see casually. So the point is, anytime Bishop Oyedepo calls him, sometimes, most times, he fasts before going. That is somebody as high as that. So people that his father for over 18 or 17 years, he has not gotten familiar. Anytime he's seen him, he fasts. But like the one that he just go anyhow. You cannot behave. Hallelujah. Number 7, speak well of them and wish them well. Publicly and privately. And then acknowledge your relationship with them publicly. Speak well of them publicly. Acknowledge their value and speak about your relationship with them publicly. Hallelujah. How many of you know my spiritual father? How many of you know the people I honor? I mentioned them, it's not publicly. I'm not ashamed of them. That is a sign you honor. Don't imagine, ladies, a favor. If you have a husband and then you are working with him, go to the front and he's working behind you, he's ashamed to associate with you. Will you like that kind of husband? And you never have that kind of husband in Jesus' name. Do you know what I'm talking about? People like to be, you know, you like the husband that works with you side by side. Most of our parents don't like it. The woman is, the men don't like it. Go to the front, I'll come later. Because he's not born to walk with her. He's not born to walk with her. But publicly acknowledge your association with them. Publicly. And speak well of them privately. Don't insult them behind their back. Don't do it.
You know, I was listening to Bishop Eddie, but what they say, you know, I listened to a story from somewhere. He said he walked his office, and then there was a man from the north, and then the man just shook his hand and just bent his head, like I said, that's the way we greet people. And then the other people from the west, they're just kneeling down, just, you know, the way they, so the man from the north fell back, as if it dishonored him. So he entered the office to apologize to Bishop. Bishop said, forget those people, they're hypocrites. This thing I did for forget, I was listening to the Pro Joshua Igila. He said that he traveled to Ikiti one time. There was a family, anytime he traveled to Ikiti, he buy them, give he saw them as a family, he honors and give them, so, like they submit to him. Bless them, give them car. So one day he went to the house with gifts to give them. So at the door, the Holy Spirit said, wait, I want to tell you, I want you to hear something. So he stood by the door, and then the man and the woman were discussing inside. You are saying this man of God is fake. They were insulting him, saying all manner of things that he couldn't believe. Are you hearing me? I watched him say it. So he couldn't believe. The Holy Spirit said, don't be angry. I wanted you to hear what is happening. Then the Holy Spirit said, enter now. So he opened the door. Just enter. Like they came on their knees. Like, I'm telling you the truth. Share it. So that he could not eyes. Because they didn't know he was outside hearing them. So, how will you talk about somebody if you can't, people say, you know what I'm thinking about is true, is that not true? So people that say something publicly but on a private is another thing altogether. You don't honor that person. You know my fiancé, one time I call her, and even in her dream, she says, how are you? She asked her, sir, she was very, very respectful and other. So in the morning, she said, what did I tell you yesterday? Because I didn't even know I picked your call. She didn't know. But even in a subconsciousness of dream, she still called me, sir. Do you understand? There are people that you can never disrespect. Even like they say, there is no amount of dream that can make me call Dr. Penetra by his name. What kind of dream is that? What kind of sleep? It cannot happen. Even my mandula oblongata can't. No matter how stupid you are, you cannot call your father by his name. Even if you are angry or you are under alcohol. People that do intentionally, hope you know that. There's no amount of alcohol that can make you look at your father and call him by his name and just shake your head. No, now. So, practically in your heart, honor them. Now, this is very, very important. Altogether, how do you respond when you are being honored? Write it and start it. How do you respond when you are being honored? Number one, receive the honor and return the glory to God. Isaiah 42 verse 8. Bible says, my glory will I not share with another, nor my praise to graven image. Psalm 8 verse 4 says, for 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7 says, what is it that you are? But when you are being honored, you know, there are people that are, I don't know what it is, like hypocritical or fake humility or whatsoever. Hear me. Now, write and look at me. If you are honored, say with me, receive the honor, but give the glory to God. If you are honored, what does it say? Receive the honor. When they say come and sit in the front, don't be causing drama in service. Now when you sit in front, I am humble. That is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Come and sit in front and give the honor to God. When I have an official car, I met one guy, they have an official car to drive. And I saw the person trekking on the road. I said, why are you not in the car? Say, no, me, I just like being normal. I don't want to trek. I just smile. I say, who did this to you? That is hypocrisy. Receive the honor, but give the glory to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't be fake. I know you may not have heard it, but that is the truth. The glory is what we give to God. Apostle Stephen said, God, you have had them clap for me. Hey, when you got the honor, you receive your privilege, you receive your privilege to be in that position, but then you give God the glory and acknowledge that it is God that did it. But you don't say anytime, no, I don't want this. No. When they say, God, you sound very well. No, it's God. We know it's God before we met you. We know it was God. You, are you saying anything? It was God. The musician was powerful. No, it's God. That is hypocrisy.
receive it, but what? Give the glory to God. Is you making sense? Number two is what I call reciprocate the honor. When you are being honored, reciprocate the honor. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Bible says, what a man soweth, that shall he reap. And then 1 Peter 2 verse 17 says, 1 Peter 2 17, and says something that, honor all men, hallelujah, honor all men, praise God. Now, it is wisdom on your own part. See, can you get that? When somebody honor you, don't just behave like a king. It was obvious that I'm better than you. And then you wear peacock and then you just begin to parade yourself. No! Immediately there and then reciprocate the honor. There are some of you here that used to meet me after service and say, yourself, your message was blessed. I always find something good to tell you. Is it true? Now the people know themselves. Is it true? If somebody has ever come, someone always compliment about my clothes, and I always have something good to tell you. Yes. You reciprocate the honor. Now the people say, and you just say, of course I deserve it, of course I deserve it. Reciprocate it back immediately. Find something good about the person and comment about. Do you understand? Number three, never look down on others. That is, don't forget, I'm talking about how to respond when you're honored. Never look down on them and don't think as if you deserve better. Then when people begin to respect you now, yes, I'm not an emoji. I'm not an emoji E-class. Hallelujah. And they begin to look at the rest. People begin to respect you now because, and they begin to look at down on the rest. Praise God. Now, anytime I see a poor person, somebody driving Okada, somebody selling something by the road, I almost, most times, I occasionally cry over some things, so, like my heart sometimes is just like, the only difference I have between this guy is my parents are different. And they gave me education. If my parents were his parents, I would have been an issue. You know that? There's nothing better, nothing special about you. It's just because of your parents. Or because, and then they were privileged. If you were their parents, you'd be in their shoe. So when they say everybody respect the Okada men, everybody. Never think that better or special. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7. 7 say, what is it that you have that you do not receive? Don't think you are special. Don't forget it. I did not do anything to be this handsome. If you think you are not, I'm not saying you're on your own. Hallelujah. Did I do anything? I didn't. Did you do anything to be this beautiful? Answer, you did something. You didn't. You did it. What is it that you have? Who maketh you to differ from another? What has thou that is not what? And if you receive it, why do you what? Glory as it. So when you are being honored, like when a man of God is being honored, is the anointed, and then the only thing is the mercy of God that has spoken of. Do you know that? There are many people that pray more than you. In the congregation you may be preaching to. There are many people that know the scripture more than you. Some of you here may have better Christian character than myself. Do you know that? Nothing special and spectacular about you. So when you don't think as if you are special or better and then begin to everyone. And then especially when somebody, everybody to stand up. Where is that? When you talk, everybody should listen to you. Hallelujah. The man of God is talking. But when everybody else is talking, you are not responding. There are some of us here, I see, when somebody is leading prayer, it is disrespectful and disrespectful to be thinking. He's leading prayer, pray. You don't have one ecstatic revelation somewhere. Flow with people. If somebody is leading prayer, pray. Somebody is worshiping, don't be praying. You have 24 hours at home. Service 2 hours, pray and worship 15 minutes, and you are busy praying. Pray, worship. Many people have the way of belittling what everybody is doing, and when they are on stage, they want everybody to listen to them. When somebody thinks, I should some people do something, and then you jump with your phone or just do something, just catch up waiting for the next session. You belittle everybody. When somebody do something, respect what they are doing and participate. Because you will stand in front also and you expect people to participate. And most of them, when they stand in front, they will expect people to give them higher consent. Is it true? And then some people just, why okay, just opening prayer now. You may be doing something casually because the person is taking the opening prayer. You're not even interested. The person is thinking now, okay, like, just casual about what everybody is doing. You belittle what everybody is doing. But when it's your turn, you expect people to give you utmost respect. You walk up, up and down. You don't even take cognizance. Because you think you are better. You think that you are special. I know what they want to say. I think. You know nothing. And the Bible says, he that thinks he knows something doesn't know it. That's what the Bible says. Don't give me the scripture. Huh? He that thinks he knows it. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2.
1 Corinthians 8 verse 2.
If any man think that he knows something, anything, the Bible says he knows it nothing, yet as he ought to know. If you think you know prayer, and then you don't repent, the Bible says you don't really know it. Because if you know, you'll be praying. You don't know it. I hate it anytime when somebody didn't pray, and then somebody is singing, or somebody, what, from campus, in their I pray with you. I follow a prayer, but there's a prayer when you're giving. No, I pray. What is your time? Should I teach you something? Some of you will be angry with me. How many of you want me to teach you something? Now, some of you may be angry, but it's the truth. I pray that God will give you the spirit of a child to admit. If you're angry, God will forgive in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, our topic is orderliness in service. What I'm about to teach you is a prayer. When you look at the top, you see it's like that. Somebody has 5 minutes to take opening prayer. And then comes and sing for 4 minutes. Pray for 1 minute. And then overshoot. You know that person will overshoot. You have 5 minutes to pray. What you're supposed to do is to what? Pray. Everybody here can sing. Oh. 5 minute prayer is 5 minute prayer. The person coming after you will not come. Now let's begin to worship God. I want you to thank God. The person that is basically coming to praise and worship will not start singing praise and worship. We start leading prayer. Let's begin to talk. And the person will pray for another 4 minutes. Learn how to make sense on time. Make sense. That is, and then your time will not be enough because you're eating 5 minutes of your time and then you overshoot. Learn how to make sense on time. If it is 10 minutes prayer, then prayer strict. Now, I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit cannot lead you to sing. But we will know when the Holy Spirit is leading you. The Holy Spirit is aware of the order. If the Holy Spirit takes over, we can know. But then it is discipline. Discipline. Let me tell you something. Have you watched Bishop Oedipus service or Dunamis or up at the top service at the top? Have you watched it? Have you ever somebody come and lead prayer and say, now nah, they begin to sing? Have you ever seen it? No, ask a sincere question. People at the top, have you ever seen somebody coming for opening prayer and sing? They don't. Have you ever seen somebody come to worship? Now let's begin to be in the atmosphere of worship and then the person let's begin to temple. Have you ever seen it? They don't. When the person comes for prayer, it's prayer. You pray and go. Now if you are angry, you have a problem with pride. And they have a problem with being teachable. Because if you can admit that what is happening at the top, so why isn't that? Nobody has told you, now I'm telling you and you're angry. What do you do? Is adjust. What do you do? Every day, our service will be spectacular, but it will be better. It's like that. Now, why is the pastor speaking? We are not the same. Why is the pastor singing? We are not the same. Are we together? If you say that you have a problem with pride also, by the pastor, he said we should not sing, and he's the one singing. you know what I'm telling you in my heart now? Because I love you. There are people, somebody, I had an inner information from somebody. He came to see me at Dunamis, one of the worship and wonders that I was there. And then the guy said, somebody was blind, came and sang, and the guy said, when he came and said, oh, you cannot even worship God, Dunamis, that was PA. Said this guy should never climb this altar again for life. And you did it, I've never seen him on that stage. Some churches, salvation ministry, once your time has finished, even if you say, email, before you say the la, and the they tell you your turn. Don't even say they lie. They drop the mask. Is it true? Come on, is it true? They don't even say it. But some of you will be thinking, the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to them. You think you are anointed or you are thinking you are better. And then the man of God will be standing. And then you offer shoot and then you are thinking you are anointed. That is mumu capitalized. You are not wise. You are not. They take you 10 minutes, it takes 10 minutes actually. Round up by 7 and by 10. That makes sense on time. When you have the stage, maximize it and make sense of on time. All together, guys. Are we learning? Now we have 5 minutes to run up this service. And I still have one page. Praise God. So let's go, sir. Praise God. Oh, will you give me 5 more minutes? Will you give me 5 more minutes? Ah, you're not answering. That means you're not giving me. Praise God. If you're angry, forgive. Say, forgive pastor. Say, he loves him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, forgive pastor. Hallelujah. But tell your neighbor, you need this truth. You need to hear it. If I wanted to tell you, just like I don't even know how to tell you this. I've really been concerned about this, I wanted to tell you this. Hallelujah. Now, there is a pathway to be honored. The first way to be honored is impact. When you impact people, naturally they will honor you. How together? Now, service to God and man brings honor. John chapter 12 verse 26 says, when you serve God, he will honor you. Now, what is the default honor? There are people that by default, you should honor them. Number one is your biological parent, your guardians and age elders. Exodus 20 verse 12, Leviticus 19:32, and then Deuteronomy 5 verse 16. This, your father should be honored, whether he's a thief or an outrober or a womanizer. Are you hearing me? Your father is your father. Your mother is your mother. These people, their honor is default, whether they are right or wrong. Do you hear me? Guys, do you hear me? These are people that by default you should honor them. Even if your father has 7 wives, honor them. Number two, here we call spiritual authorities. 1 Timothy 5:7, the Bible says, they that labor in the world are worthy of double honor. Any spiritual authority in your life deserves to be honored. Don't take them for granted. And then number three, leaders, positional leaders. 1 Timothy 6 verse 1, anybody that is a leader in your place, hallelujah, deserves to be honored. If you are a unit, you have a secretary, you have a leader, you have somebody, honor the person. Hallelujah. Now, what are the benefits of honor? Quickly. Number one, honor grants you access to greatness. Proverbs 18 verse 16. What to honor people, you will definitely have access to greatness. I will easily see, let me tell you something. There are people that are allowed to my space. What I discover is sense of honor in you. Do you understand? What I discover is sense of honor, I will give you access to my life. The reason why people put barricade around people is because they want to avoid. But once I sense a sense of honor, I give access to my life. But there are people that I intentionally keep them away. Praise God. Number two, you receive the same grace upon the person you honor. But he that received a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive what? A prophet reward. He that received a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet reward. If you receive in the name of a pastor, you receive a pastor's reward. If you receive in the name of an engineer, you receive. You know, I am plenty things. Is it not true? I am an engineer, brother. I am what again? I am a male. So you can receive me any. You can start to say I'm an engineer. You understand? I can cancel the rich. I can do many. I have many things. So tell you that. The only dimension I know about means is thinking capability, and then administration capability. It may have many other dimensions that I don't know, and I've not received those ministries. And the only thing I benefit from is received. Do you understand? Now, if I receive him in other dimensions, I will get the benefit of those dimensions also. You understand? Number three, honor makes one to be honorable. It can turn a pauper to an honorable person. Once you honor somebody, you get honor. Hallelujah. You honor. People like to move around with people that honor them. Some opportunities will come around you is because you honor. I was a man of God. Sometimes when my father and the Lord travel, or some people, I respect them. When I see them travel outside the country, and I see them with their team of ministerial team, I said, this guy would have never gone to Canada, even because of this man of God. Do you understand? He was invited and he went along with them. They would have never crossed the border. Maybe it's Togo, they were in end. But because of honoring somebody, they are outside the country. It is true. Honor somebody, and when he goes somewhere, he picks you. You know, the person respect him. Do you think somebody that would pick somebody that doesn't respect him? No. You pick somebody that truly honors you. And then number four, you'll be well and you'll be preserved. If you honor your parents, you'll be preserved. I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'll give you one counsel, two. Honor, there is positional honor. And then there is honor that is aimed. Hallelujah. Now, if somebody doesn't honor you, maybe you don't have a position and you have not earned honor in their life. John 5, 41 and 44. John 8, 54. Esther 6, verse 3. There is honor that is aimed and there is positional honor. Praise God. Now, don't go around looking for and waiting for people to honor you. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you move, the next time when you just move now, she sees that you bury. She's expecting her to honor her. No, don't be doing that. Do you understand? Don't move around. And the Bible speaking in Proverbs 25, verse 26, and then 27, verse 2 says, it is foolishness for a man to search out his own honor. Do you understand? Don't go around waiting for people to honor you and expecting people to honor you. You'll be disappointed though. The people did the honor, they don't even honor you. Because you think you're important. The Bible says, when you go to a place, sit behind, so that when they come and say, come to the front, you'll be more honorable. Now come and sit in front, you think you're somebody honorable, and then they push you to the back. You understand? Don't go around expecting honor. These people are dishonorable, but they're not honoring me, no. Unless if you have decided to earn honor, or you earn honor for them. If they don't give you, you're on your own. Praise God. And then check also if you are sowing seed of honor. Check if you are sowing seed of honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of us got something tonight? Today was heavy. Three of us. Now stand up and smile. Yes, you know. Everything I say today, if you do it, you'll be blessed. Do you understand? Do you understand? Praise God. Let me tell you something. This has been my practice for life, and this is the reason why I'm here, where I am, or where I'm going to, where I'm going to. If you do this thing, you'll never be the same. If you begin to honor people from today, honor your equals, honor everybody, you'll never be the same. Praise God. Now, can you appreciate God for His word and say, Father, thank you? Now, I want you to repent in case you have some seed of dishonor. I want you to make confessions to God and say, Father, I did this in the days of my ignorance. The Bible says, in the days of ignorance, God overlooked. But now He commands all men to repent. Can you talk to God? Now, very serious, talk to God and say, Father, Lord, I did it in my days of ignorance. Forgive me. I didn't know. Thank you, sir. I didn't know. Father, Lord, forgive me. And then whatsoever is the consequence of those dishonorable things I have done, I obtain mercy. Obtain mercy. Now receive, begin to pray to God and say, Father, I receive the grace to honor men. And I receive the grace to receive honor. I receive the grace to honor men. And I receive the grace to honor, to receive honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Watch your life. If you do this, in your life will change. How many of you believe it will change? It will change. Now next Sunday is the what is the name of the service? Is it Thanksgiving or personal service? Personal service for which batch? Okay, B1, the B1 in our midst, hallelujah. I want every one of us to come with a gift for them. Altogether, buy a gift for them. Even if it's biscuit, 10 naira. How many of us? They are just four. One, they are four, right? How many are they? They are four, including our sister. Four, right? Five. Who is it? TSO, April, your favor, and this sister. That's four. Alright. I know you have passed out. Hallelujah. So that is four people. So none of us will complain of not being able to buy biscuit of 40 naira. Is there anybody that cannot do that? So buy, please. You know, don't forget that you will be passing now too. So buy something for them, even if it's 10 naira biscuit and then one bottle of Coke. The church will buy a gift for them, and then I will buy my personal gift according to my level. All together, then buy something, celebrate them, let it be worthwhile. Don't forget, you will meet some of them in the future. You understand? And then let's celebrate them. And then we are planning to have an outreach and evangelism on Saturday by 10 a.m.
And then 10 a.m. on Saturday. If you love us, you'll be around.
Is it true?
Please, 10 a.m. on Saturday. And then
a lot of us were around for midweek service. It was interesting. God bless you all. I was like, preaching is working. God bless you all for coming in Jesus' name.
Hope you enjoy your service today. All right, lift up your offering, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity to give. We honor you with our offerings. We pray that, Lord, you will receive it. And let the blessing come to our life in the name of Jesus. None of the hands lifted will drop down to beg or to want in the name of Jesus. But with the seed that scattered and yet increased, may your resources increase in Jesus' name. And cast it down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray over you that in the name of Jesus, as you step into this week, this is the 21st week of the year. You hear me? We have 52 weeks in a year. Is it true? This week that we are stepping in is the 21 or 21st week. That means you have already spent 21 out of 52. Do you see the gravity of how the year has gone? That means you need to make sense on time this year. So in case you are behind schedule, may the grace to pursue, to overtake, and to recover all in the name of Jesus. May the ability to make productive use of this month of May, the ability to make the most productive month of this month, of this month in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, anything you trusted God for that you didn't receive during the ministration, may it come upon you in the name of Jesus. This week is blessed for you. In case you don't have money and resources, may the door of heaven open up to you in the name of Jesus. Anything that is a burden of you as you came into this service, as you leave, you will never be the same. God bless you all and change your life for good in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Come share the news.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.